तो गंगा जैसी नदी का भी उसने तिरस्कार कर दिया, नहीं दिया पानी। इसको प्रेम निष्ठा कहते हैं।
So he didn't even drink water from the river like Ganga. This is called Prem Nishtha. So a devotee is like this. Once he's accepted the Supreme Lord Krishna, he will not give him up. He will only get pleasure from looking at the roop of the Supreme Lord. Those who made their eyes like Chatak,
जब कृष्ण को स्वीकार किया तो किया और भगवान से ही सुख मिल सकता है।
ओनली यू कैन गेट सुख बाय द लॉर्ड्स रूप।
भले एक सेकंड के लिए
इवन दो इफ यू कुड सी ओनली दर्शन फॉर वन सेकंड बट दर्शन हैज टू बी देयर एंड ऑल डिफरेंट मत वेज योग ध्यान निराकार निर्विशेष बट इट्स लाइक द बर्ड चातक ही हैज नथिंग टू डू विद इट ही ओनली लव्स द क्लाउड्स सो दोज हु हैव मेड देयर आईज चातक यू स्टे इन देयर हार्ट्स विद सीता एंड लक्ष्मण
मुक्ताल गुण गण चुनई राम बसहु ही तास। आपका जस एक सरोवर के समान है।
योर ग्लोरी इज लाइक अ बिग लेक।
जिह्वा को हंसनी बना लिया है।
दोज हु हैव मेड देयर टंग्स लाइक द बर्ड हंस दे आर ऑलवेज चैंटिंग।
कान
ईयर्स आईज एंड टंग Those who have engaged those three things in your service, you stay with them.
और प्रभु प्रसाद सूचि सुभग सुभाषा सादर जस लहै नितनासा तुमहि निवेदित भोजन करहि प्रभु प्रसाद पट भूषण धरहि शीश नवहि सुर गुरु द्विज देखि प्रीति सहित करि विनय विषेख। इस प्रकार से
इन दिस वे ही इज सेइंग अदर थिंग्स।
करहि राम पद पूजा राम भरोसा हृदय नहीं दूजा चरण राम तीर्थ चल जाए तिनके हृदय बसहु रघुराई। एक बहुत ही शुद्ध स्थान बता रहे हैं।
He is telling a very pure place।
नासिका के विषय में कहते हैं।
About
प्रसाद सुच सुभग सुवासा सादर जास लहै नितनास।
One who eats a prasad
की नासिका आपके चरणों पर चढ़ाए हुए पुष्प को सुंघा।
Those who knows are always smelling the flowers offered at your lotus feet
jinke naak mein ye vasna hoti hai ki bhagwan ke pushp ko main sunghu
those who have the desire that their nose has the desire that I will only smell your flowers and whose tongue has this desire that I want to taste maharaj lord's prasad those who offer to you and then have their prasad and offer to you and then they wear clothes and jewelry it has other meanings
aur shish namah sur guru dvij dekh jo log guru ko
those
shish namah sur guru
who offer obeisances
unhe pranam karte
hain guru dev
brahmanon ko pranam
and brahmanas
sahit kar bina vishe ki prem ke sath aur
namrata with love and humbleness those who offer you their bowed down heads the hands of whom are always engaged in your service and despite your shelter they have no other shelter whose hands are always doing your shringar etc glorious are those who dress the Lord and make garland for the Lord. We spend so much time for our own body. If we continue count in 24 hours, the things we do for our own body, brushing, hair, dressing, and if you add sleeping time, that's more than half of the 24 hours. If you add this sleeping time and all this eating, washing, etc., exercise, etc., if you add all of that, it will be at least 12 hours in a day, just for our own body. So if somebody lived for 80 years, 40 years continuously he did just things for his body, minimum. And whatever other time is left, he has time to go to the office, work. So very little time for bhajan. Those who are so fortunate, in whose life they spend their time to take care of the Lord's body, to bathe him, to dress him, to make his garland, this is very good, seva. We should use our angas. So Valmiki is saying, you stay in their hearts. Hey Ram, whose lotus feet just go to your places of pilgrimages? They just always want to go to your places of pilgrimages. You stay in their hearts. The lotus, our feet should have this burning desire to walk to the temple, or the feet want to run and walk, but where should they walk? They should always be wanting to walk to the temple. Hey Ram, you live in their hearts. So how many places are there? That's 4, 5. At least 5. Fourth or fifth. And more he's telling.
Mantra Raj Nit Japa Hi Tumhara Puja Hi Tumahi Sahit Parivar.
And those who are always chanting your holy name, Hare Krishna and Ram, those who are always chanting your holy name, along with their families, this is a very good instruction that everyone in the family should help in the Lord's puja. Everyone should be doing something little for the service of the deity of the house. And those who, in different forms, they offer oblations, they do yagyas, and or they feed the brahmanas, in their hearts you can stay. And he gives in charity to the brahmanas. And more than you, they have faith in their guru, and they serve their guru in so many different ways. What's after this? And after they doing all this, what do they ask you for? Only one thing. After doing all these things, what they want? Your lotus feet. They want prem in your lotus feet. In whose hearts? Please, both of you brothers with Sita, you live in their hearts. In this way, Valmiki is asking for so many boons and telling Ram different places that he can stay in while he's in the forest. Those in whose heart there is no lust, anger and greed. Those who don't have this agyan of me and mine, and they don't consider their body to be own. They have no more maya. Whatever happens in the world, it doesn't sway them from their devotional service. They are not enemies of anybody, and they are not very attached to anybody except you. Who are not double-minded or show-offs in their lives, in their hearts you stay. Valmiki is saying, and what happens after that?
He said, sabke hitkar sukh dukh sarish prasansa gari. Ye Gita ka anuvad kar
rahe. This is like the 12th canto. I think it's been explained in the last track.
Jina hi ram tum pran pyare tinke man sub sadan tumhare. Jo dusre ki striyon ko,
those who see others' wife as mother. Very beautiful thing he has said. Par nari, others, someone who is married to somebody else, to see them as mother. And little girls to see as their daughters. Others' wife should be seen with this vision that this is my mother. Just like since birth you've seen your own mother as a mother. It's the word janahi, not dekhahi. It's not that you see them as a mother, but know them as a mother. I think I'm repeating. And consider others' wealth to be like poison. Sorry if I've repeated anything. That's me talking. Valmiki has said many things ahead of this. Those who are your servants by mankram and vachan, and for them heaven and hell is all the same. They see only you, whether they are in hell or heaven. They only see Ram. They only see Lord Ram with the bow and arrow. Those who never want anything, only want the pure devotion at your lotus feet. In their hearts, hey Ram, you stay with Sita and Lakshman. In this way, he has told many places, and Lord started to smile. Lord said, I live there anyway, but tell me a place. Then Valmiki said about Chitrakoot. Hey Ram, you stay in Chitrakoot. There is a mountain. You live there. On three sides, there is drains. That's still there. On three sides of Chitrakoot is a drain. You live there. Most of all, the Lord stayed there. So Lord said to Lakshman, you make a little hut here. Valmiki ji has given order. So Lakshman had an axe and he started to cut dead wood. And as he was doing this, the demigods came down in different forms as native village people to help Lakshman build the hut. And they made a very beautiful hut for Lord Ram. And tomorrow we will talk about Chitrakoot Leela and Janam Leela. Hare Krishna. So in Ayodhya, everyone should live peacefully, and in Chitrakoot, the Lord should live peacefully.
Sakshat Brahmamayo Harihi. Ansam Sena Chaturdhagat. Putratvam Prarthita Surahi. Ram Lakshman Bharata. Satrughna Iti Sangyaya.